Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition, and as always, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, are right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in, there is no membership fees, no creation of an account necessary. They're just right there. You just go get them at your leisure. FreeTalkLive.com. Totally free. FreeTalkLive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So, as always, we have just a boatload of things to talk about on the show tonight, and so difficult sometimes to figure out where to start, because we've had a lot of response, man, which I'm thinking we might want to start with the emails tonight.
Let's start with emails. It's Friday night. We can do whatever we want.
We can always do whatever we want, unless you take control of the phones at 800-259-5791 and bring up what you want to. We had a lot of response from our discussion about the fair tax, the so-called fair tax, mm-hmm. earlier this week. And I figure we should probably get to some of these emails here. Let's go to this one from Everett. He says, if a 20% flat tax was imposed on everyone with no exemptions for anyone or any corporations, and there was a cap at 20% and the IRS was abolished, how would it not make government smaller? Well, technically, I suppose if you were able to abolish the IRS, I suppose that would make government smaller, because you're not replacing it necessarily with another agency, although I would expect they might have to create a new agency to administer this, the sales tax.
This is a dangerous world of what if to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see how... I was sent an email explaining how the 16th Amendment doesn't have to be abolished or something like that.
Yeah, I got that email, too.
It was long and hard for me to understand.
The crux of that... There were a lot of different points in there, but the crux of that was that the 16th Amendment allegedly authorized the government to be able to create the tax.
Mm-hmm.
So what he was suggesting was, if we wanted to get rid of the IRS and get rid of the income tax, you wouldn't necessarily have to get rid of the 16th Amendment. However, if you don't get rid of the 16th Amendment, they could just put it back on 5 years later.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's clear.
Okay.
We could get rid of the IRS and start a flat tax, and that sounds great. I'm for that. But I don't believe that that's going to happen any more than I really believe the Tooth Fairy picks up teeth and exchanges them for money.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. You don't believe in the Tooth Fairy?
Sorry. I just don't. I think what's going to happen, really, I really believe this, is the IRS is, the government's going to see value in the infrastructure of the IRS, and they might diminish the size of the IRS, but they're going to keep them around to...
I don't even think anything's going to happen, personally. I mean, if this... I'd be amazed if this actually came to fruition, if this flat tax thing actually did come to fruition.
Well,
I know
it would if everybody supported it. And I don't support it.
Right.
Because I don't believe the government is going to administrate it properly.
And the IRS,
because every time you try to get
it.
The government to do what you want them to do, they screw with it.
The Democrats certainly don't support it. The IRS isn't going to support it. They're going to fight kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
Fight
That's
any
a lot
sort
of
reduction.
A lot of people, let's not forget accountants.
Oh, yeah. How about that? The accounting industry? I mean,
gone.
We've pointed this out. We always point this out every April 15th or right around then, is how many billions of dollars the accounting industry makes off of taxes.
It's ridiculous, and I can tell you that from firsthand experience.
Why do you say that?
Because I used to work for one of the largest tax preparation companies for personal tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work for them in their call center for all of their franchisees.
Really?
And so I had access to the amount of business that each person did. You know, they would charge like $29 for tax preparation,
sure,
or something like that. And their biggest franchisee would do during tax season $3 or $4 million in business.
Wow.
With $29 tax preps, with a few extra fees depending on what they were doing. But there were 4,000 offices or 4,300 offices, all of them doing, I'd say the average office did about $700,000 in business during tax season.
It's amazing.
And then the company got 20% of that for franchisees. So,
wow.
Yep.
That's
they're sitting pretty.
That's just stunning. So they're going to fight against it. So I think that the fair tax
You would still need accountants for bookkeeping purposes for your business and that kind of thing, but far, far fewer accountants.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not everybody would need one. Only the business owners would.
20% of the 20% of the accountants might be left, and the other 80.
Yeah, I mean, the business would be gutted by this. So they're going to fight against it. So I think that as it stands, these fair tax people really have their work cut out for them. I mean, it's an interesting idea. It's certainly something that people like to talk about. But as far as getting
I'd like to see it happen the way they propose it to happen. I would like that. But I don't believe it's going
that way. Anybody who's ever paid attention to how laws are passed would know this. You're living in a fantasy world if you think that you could just get a law passed the way you want it to be.
I think that it's tantamount to saying, I'm going to walk through this tiger cage with, you know, T-bone steak underpants on, and I'm going to walk out the other side fine.
Yeah.
Because you're playing with the federal government, and they are pros at this stuff, and you guys... amateurs.
Well, which kind of brings me to the Read the Bills Act. We've talked to Jim Babka several times from Downsize DC, and I think I'd love to see Read the Bills implemented the way it's written. But I wonder, you know, if someone was to sponsor that, how long would it take since the sponsor came on board? From that point, how long would it be before there's a new revision to the Read the Bills Act to change the wording?
Well, at the very least, it's not like Read the Bills is dangerous. It doesn't it doesn't open something new.
This
if, for
true.
Instance,
it Read closes the Bill, doors.
Yes. If Read the Bills was bastardized in some way, then the politicians would just have one arm tied behind their back instead of both of them.
This is true.
And the difference with the sales tax is then you open the door for a federal sales tax. And it's a new way for them to tax everybody.
Yeah. And it's a real new way for states like New Hampshire that don't have a sales tax.
And it's obvious that the federal government would, you know, enjoy this new tax base.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that they would keep the old one.
Right, and then once the federal sales tax comes into play, that eliminates any of this stuff that's going on now with cross-state commerce not being taxable. Because at that point, as long as the business is being conducted anywhere in the country, from or to, it's all going to fall under the same umbrella.
Forget all the Internet business is now taxable.
Yep.
Not good.
You know, Bush has spent a lot of money on the war and the hurricane and all that other stuff. This would be a great way for him to pay it off.
So
Thanks for your help, guys.
Let me continue with whatever it has to say. He says, before I go on, let me say I'm not advocating a flat tax, and I'm not opposing it either. I'm trying to think it through fully before I make a decision. Anyway, if goods were sold through a black market, they would have to be cheaper than the goods sold with the 20% tax, or no one would buy them. Well, of course. And really, we've been using the term black market. I don't know if that's really as appropriate. Maybe it's more of a gray market.
Sure.
Because the black market generally does have goods that are inflated in price because they're totally prohibited. He says, more people might barter or find other means of trade. It will be easier for everyone to get around the tax, and eventually the government would shrink.
Well, barter's going on now, and people manage to... hide it.
Well, people are going around the tax now, and government's not shrinking. I mean, he's suggesting here that because of the sales tax, people will find creative ways to get around it, and because they're going to get around it, then the government's not going to have the income that they need, and therefore they're going to shrink. We just haven't seen that. That just hasn't been the case up until this point. Government keeps getting bigger, even though there's allegedly, 40% of the people in this country that don't actually pay income taxes?
Something ridiculous like that, yeah.
So I don't think that's going to be the case. He says, sure, the government could print more money. Yes, they definitely could do that, which is also a hidden tax. He says, but we could get around the Federal Reserve notes with the Liberty Dollar or other competitive currencies. Yeah, you could, but good luck promoting the Liberty Dollar. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. I promote it as much as I can at dollar.freetalklive.com, but... man, I mean, you're talking about a huge process to try to get that thing accepted at nationwide chains and retailers and that sort of thing. So we certainly have our work cut out for us. Everett has a few more things to say, and if you've got a comment on this so-called fair tax, it's been a hot topic this week here on Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791 because
it splits libertarians.
It really has. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. So take control.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the update section. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And, of course, it's totally free, so go sign up. Updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the flat tax, and we keep talking about it because people keep wanting to say things about it. It's a controversial subject, especially amongst libertarian circles. Now, everybody who considers themselves a libertarian wants to see less government.
And, you know, the thing is the points on either side are very valid. Like, you can make a great argument for the flat tax, and you can make an equally good argument against. And it really just depends on where your heart is on it.
And as you've pointed out, Manwich, as it's proposed, the flat tax appears to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
As it's proposed, if it were passed exactly the way it were proposed, it absolutely, I think, would be a step in the right direction. If for no other reason beyond getting rid of the IRS.
Right.
But anybody who's paid attention to politics knows that things don't always go as planned when you create a brand new government program.
Afraid so.
Also, if you paid attention, not that the government has ever really cut its size down very many times, but the few times where government has said, oh, we're going to get rid of your bureaucracy. We're tired of you. We're going to get rid of your program. Well, you should know by now that those bureaucrats who are being threatened with the loss of their cushy little federal paychecks are going to fight until the death, almost, to prevent that from happening.
They'd have to go out and get real jobs.
Right. And their unions, of course, as well.
Anyway, powerful unions.
Yeah. Everett has written in about this, and he's kind of on the fence on this whole flat tax thing. So here's what he has to say. You can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, maybe the flat tax could result in the shrinking of the size of government further than any proponents of the tax would have thought. I don't think it is as cut and dry as you guys are trying to make it. At any rate, wouldn't a black market due to the flat tax be a good thing? I'm open to the arguments, for you may be thinking of things that I am not. Says, stay safe, I've heard Wilma's going to be really nasty.
Well, first off, I'd like to say, I've lived in Florida all my life, and I don't believe in hurricanes.
You know, I have, I had a hurricane map forwarded to me today that shows all of the hurricane landfalls since we started tracking them, so over the past 55 years.
Yes, I have the same thing.
And if you look at all the landfalls, they're all just one right after the other, all along the coast of the entire southern United States.
Right. And all of them have been Maine and stuff. Did you see those?
Yeah, but they were all along the coastlines on either side and all along Texas and Louisiana.
Here.
And all over Florida, and then there's this gap.
Yeah,
just this gap where our deflector shield has managed to bounce all of them off of us. And, you know, this one, this hurricane, I think this is great. They've got this hurricane building up to be the worst hurricane in the, you know, Atlantic
Basin
ever.
It's so far away.
It's staggering like it just came out of the bar drunk at 2 a.m.
Well, it's exactly.
There's absolutely no way for it to follow its path and not hit us, so instead it's just staying where it is. It's just going to sit still until it's just kind of like a...
We are awfully lucky here in the Tampa Bay area.
I'm telling you, it's all those hippies that do the drum circle out on the
It was
beach.
Voodoo circus magic. That's exactly what it was.
We used to be a circus town here where we're doing the show from.
For
people that didn't know. All right, so he says, could the black market be a good thing? Well, it's going to be good in comparison to the flat tax. I don't want to pay 20%.
There's a black market on taxes now, though. You know, or let's call it a gray market. I know that he said black, but I think that you're right in saying that it's gray. There's a gray market on taxes now. People try to dodge them as they do, and they're going to try to dodge these. But it's difficult, ineffective, and it's hard to negotiate into the deal. You know, taxes are just something there. I don't think that there's going to be more tax dodging.
Plus,
than there is.
Plus the taxes, as I understand it, and again, I haven't done extensive research on it, but as I understand it, they're going to be building them in. I don't know. Is that called value added?
Oh, no.
No.
I don't think
they're
going to.
They're not going to? I've heard they are.
That's how they do it in England.
I've heard they are going to do that,
that
here
would be
because
terrible.
Nobody wants to see the price of their goods rise by 20 to 30% when they go to the register.
Well, if they do that, then we are FUBAR.
If somebody has done the research and can answer that for sure, 800-259-5791. Otherwise, we go to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey,
what's up?
Torgo.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
That's nice.
Torgo, you've got a big fan base on the message board, by the way.
Yes, he does.
All four or five of them.
As he
after
the administrator.
After I cried and whined, yeah, that's great.
Nobody likes me.
Speaking of the message board, did you, everyone, go look at the link that I so nicely posted about Harry Brown?
Yeah, I watched that.
What, the Harry Brown debate on the flat tax?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. You posted that, and it's free. You can go watch it at freetalklive.com. Yep. The bulletin board says
he essentially says the same thing we do, right?
Well, of course.
Yeah. Well, we essentially say the same thing he does.
I thought it was a very, very good job on his part. Pretty much knocking down all the arguments, you know, that Neil Bortz and Chase Adams, I guess the guy's name was pushing towards it, and I just can't. You know, I just can't, like Harry Brown, I can't see working towards another, like shifting another level of government or adding another level of government. It just,
a restructuring. And especially for a state like New Hampshire, it would absolutely be adding burdens to every single business in that state. because there is no state sales tax in New Hampshire. So all of those businesses that have been enjoying the fact that they don't have to go through that extra paperwork will then have to go and hire extra people in order to, you know, to process all that paperwork, and therefore the prices will go up, and they'll be less competitive with their next-door neighbors.
Also enjoying people pouring in over the border from Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
Well, it is called the fair tax, and it would make it fairer.
Fairer theft for all.
Let's tax the crap out of everybody.
There was one other issue I wanted to bring up
about
the Liberty Dollar. Interesting thing that happened just recently, the Liberty Dollar. Someone tried to use it somewhere in northern New Hampshire and got the Justice Department called on them.
Really?
And yeah, and they thought they were trying to peddle
counterfeit.
Counterfeit.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if either of you heard of this.
I put a full ounce of silver in this $10 piece, and that way I can counterfeit it.
Yeah.
What were the results? I think I heard something about this.
The results is that they just had I think they just called the Liberty Dollar representative in New England, or in New Hampshire anyway, mm-hmm. called the Justice Department and, explained the situation to them, and they got, released, or I think they were actually put in jail or something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Heard that sometime next year the state of New Hampshire itself, the government, might actually be considering some sort of legislation to enact a local state currency, a gold or silver silver-based state currency.
Hmm.
That's just what I've heard. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I've seen the proposed bill, but I don't know if it's going to happen or not. We'll see. Keep our fingers crossed. Anything else on your mind?
No, sir.
Happy. Thanks for the call, as always. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Now we go to one from Luke. So we had kind of a lukewarm, if you will, email about the fair tax. Now we actually have an email from Luke, which is entitled, Some Reasons Why the Fair Tax Sucks.
So do your puns.
We're going to get to that in a moment. He's got four really good reasons, and we will touch on that in your calls as well. 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Friday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern, as we are six nights a week. Monday through Saturday, you can join us. And, of course, you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff, including live streaming. The broadband version of the show is there for you. Dial-up version as well. All of it for free. freetalklive.com, so take advantage of that. We are talking about the fair tax because people have some very strong opinions about it, and it's been a huge issue with the show this week. We brought it up, I guess, earlier in the week, and just people have been shooting us emails and phone calls about it all week long since. And so here's one from Luke. We've had some people email the show on a in a positive manner about the fair tax, and now here's one from Luke who says, subject line, some reasons why the fair tax sucks. Reason number one, the fair tax turns every vendor into a tax collector, a de facto employee of the state. This is completely contrary to the libertarian philosophy of laissez-faire, which states that people should be able to engage in any type of voluntary exchange without the government approving or even knowing about the exchange. And, to be fair, in most states, most businesses already are doing this. I mean, they're already doing this function. It would just simply add more responsibilities to them. And by the way, at what point is it that when you open a business, why is it that all of a sudden you become beholden to the state? Why is it that you all of a sudden must collect taxes for the state?
I don't know, but it certainly has turned out that way.
I know there are some liberals who have an answer to that, and I'm not exactly sure what... A friend of mine who is the most thoroughly Democrat, you know, the most thoroughly liberal, just Democrat awful person that you can imagine... has tried to explain it to me before, something about because the government provides you with the common currency and they provide you with the environment in which you can open a business so long as you know, they provide you with the environment so long as you conform to these rules.
Oh, so if it weren't for the government, then we couldn't just open businesses on our own. Then.
Right, apparently.
We have them here.
Yeah.
God knows we wouldn't be able to trade back and forth amongst each other.
Well, it seems to me that the answer to that question is because the government's going to come in with guns and shut your business down if you don't play by their rules. Seems to be that simple. Anyway, number two, he says, the fair tax is incorporated into the price of retail goods, making people less conscious about how much they're taxed. So according to Luke, the fair tax is incorporated into the price of goods. Again, if you can tell us differently, 800-259-5791. He says, unless you keep a record of all your consumption, you have not an idea of how much you're actually paying over the course of a year.
They like that.
This would allow politicians to easily raise the taxes while having uninformed citizens blame vendors for higher prices in the same way that they're now blaming the oil companies for the high price of gas following the hurricane. So, yeah, can you imagine that? Can you imagine if they instituted it 20%? And then 2 years later, they knock it up to 23%. And, of course, it'll get reported here and there, but most people don't pay attention to the news, so they wouldn't have any idea. They would just notice, perhaps, they would notice the prices of goods going up.
Oh, they'll notice that.
But do they notice? Because, I mean, inflation happens anyway, even without having a sales tax being raised every couple of years, and they don't really... It happens on a slow basis, so it's not necessarily something that jumps out at a lot of people, I don't think.
Yeah, well, 3 cents, if you increase the tax, 3 cents on the dollar, that's a 12% increase in the tax itself. And that kind of increase, I think, would be seen.
Well, number three, the fair tax is contrary to the idea of states' rights. A true federalized system would simply determine how much tax revenue each state is liable for and leave the method of collection up to the individual state. Number four, the fare tax will be harder to evade than the income tax, because evasion would require the cooperation of both the buyer and the seller.
Right.
This would make it nearly impossible to engage in tax protest, the last check on runaway government and empire building. Neil Bortz is the only so-called libertarian who actually thinks this is a good thing. From Luke in North Carolina. Actually, there are a number of so-called libertarians who think this is a good thing. I was looking at the Libertarian Party newspaper from last month, and there's probably three or four different letters to the editor in there about how they're just rah-rah fare tax. And I think it's, again, if they implemented it the way they said they were going to, okay, you know, I'd support it, but that's not how it's going to work out.
Not even close.
It's just not. You're fooling yourself. And to be a real libertarian, you're supposed to support reductions in the size of government. And this is not going to cause any reductions in the size of government.
I don't know. I mean, I think to make government simpler to work with is to some extent.
I don't want to work with it. I don't want to pay their taxes. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want any of their services. I don't appreciate it, what it offers me, all of its the Internal Revenue Service, or any of its garbage that it spews forth from Washington, D.C. I want nothing to do with them. 800-259-5791, because government is around. Because government is around, people like Jack Thompson get to have big houses and flashy cars and harass poor little innocent video game players. Who is this guy, Torgo?
Jack Thompson is an attorney from Miami. Hold on, I almost had the correct article up front. Here we go. He is responsible for lots of various lawsuits against video game manufacturers. He's responsible for trying to bring to public eye the fact that video games are used to train killers. They're murder simulators. That's the term that he uses. Murder simulators.
He's been doing this for a while, but only recently did he really hit pay dirt.
Yeah, this article is great. It gives the best rundown I've ever seen.
Super.
Jack Thompson, who is a Florida lawyer, he became infamous in 1988 for accusing Janet Reno of being a closeted lesbian with a drinking problem.
Oh, my.
Yeah, this is where I was talking about off air before, where he's insane. I'll cover that in a second. Has recently been making waves with his crusade against the video game industry. Earlier this year, he launched a wrongful death lawsuit against Take-Two Interactive and Rockstar Games, the makers of the Grand Theft Auto series,
yes,
claiming that the video game was directly responsible for the 18-year-old Devin Moore's shooting of three police officers in 2003, saying he had been at home practicing his crime in that game,
God,
that he was working out the exact details of how he was going to shoot three cops.
Well, he could do that on a sheet of paper.
Right.
Is he an outlaw, a sheet of paper?
Well, Jack recently appeared on CBS's 60 Minutes trying to drum up support for his efforts. However, this publicity was apparently not satisfying enough for him, as he went on to try and create more outrage on his own. Attempting to emulate Jonathan Swift, he issued a modest proposal that offered a $10,000 reward to anyone who would create a video game featuring Osaki Kim, a father whose son was beaten to death with a baseball bat by a 14-year-old gamer. The game would feature Kim extracting brutal revenge on the video game industry itself, including beating game company executives to death, removing their heads, and urinating on their brainstems.
Somebody did it.
Well, someone did it. Yeah. What Jack didn't expect was that the game mod community would turn around and make the mod a reality. And they modded Grand Theft Auto. That's what they did.
Right.
They modded Grand Theft Auto, the game he's personally against, to make his scenario
come true.
Jack then reneged on his promise of a $10,000 donation to the charity of the Modder's Choice.
Why? Because he's a scumbag.
Exactly. Saying his original bounty had been satire.
He was just kidding about it.
Not just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
It was
satire of how the gaming industry really is. So I guess, you know, he had no intention of donating to the charity.
What was the charity that they had chosen?
They hadn't chosen a charity that I'm aware of. But this is where Penny Arcade, an online comic strip, the most popular online comic strip that I'm aware of, and very video game-oriented, mm-hmm, kind of comes into the story. And I'll cover that when we come back.
Yes, indeed. They picked up the ball where old Jack dropped it. We'll come back with more. 800-259-5791. And you've got evidence on, I mean, as though we haven't heard enough yet, but more about how crazy he is?
Oh, yeah, and okay. I've got his cell number so we can try and get him on the air.
800-259-5791, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Friday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month kind of thing. If you like what we're doing here, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com. Take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and it will take you straight to where you need to go over at podcastalley.com, where we are in the very top. There's like 8,000 podcasts. We're in the top 5. Thanks to your votes. So go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote now. We're talking about Jack Thompson. He's a lunatic, but he's a lunatic with some, connections. He's a lawyer, unfortunately, which means he can bring crazy court cases against people, specifically video game manufacturers, because old Jack believes that video games are murder simulators, murder training simulators.
Yeah, murder simulators.
And he's just stirring up a whole world of trouble for the good people that make video games.
Yeah, and so what he did, as we covered in the last segment, is he issued a challenge to video game manufacturers to make this violent video game where your whole goal in the game is to destroy video game manufacturers.
Right.
And if someone would do it, he'd donate $10,000 to charity. Well, someone didn't. Well, someone did it, and he changed his mind. He's like, no, that was satire.
I had my fingers crossed.
I'm a lying douche. So anyway,
that's what you get for trusting a lawyer,
right? Well, when he reneged on his promise, this is kind of where Penny Arcade, the online comic strip, came in. One of the co-creators of the comic strip, who goes by the name Gabe on the website, emailed Jack Thompson and informed him that he thought his proposed $10,000 charitable donation was pretty small in light of the fact that Penny Arcade has already donated more than $500,000 to charity, raised through their Child's Play toy drive that they do every year. So, gamers all across the world are donating to charity. Over $500,000.
You mean these trained killers are actually donating to charity?
Probably their used guns after having killed several police officers. But over the course of the past 2 years, Penny Arcade's Child's Play charity drive has raised over $500,000 for charity.
That's fantastic.
Unfortunately, in the email that Gabe wrote to Mr. Thompson, he put his phone number in as part of the signature. And Jack took advantage of it and gave him a call.
Right.
The phone call included a threat of a lawsuit if Gabe ever emailed him again.
Wow.
Yep.
How can you sue somebody for emailing you?
You can't.
Yeah, exactly. But is Jack
Thompson... He's just a loudmouth.
And he is, again, insane. Well, in response, because Jack Thompson wouldn't hold to his promise, Penny Arcade made a $10,000 donation in Jack Thompson's name.
Wow.
To the electronic... software. I can't remember who it is, but unfortunately,
they
I don't have their
what
name.
What he had originally promised to do.
They wrote a check. They just Gabe was just like, okay, well, here we go. I'll write a check right now, and wrote a check for $10,000, and in the memo section put for Jack Thompson because Jack Thompson won't, and sent it off to the charity. He had it hand delivered. He called one of his guys like, here, take it down there, get on a plane, and take this to their little dinner tonight.
Wow,
and so
fantastic.
The threats then escalated. Jack then faxed a letter to the Seattle Police Department claiming that Penny Arcade was criminally harassing him and urging the arrest of this little extortion factory. But there's actually something new here.
Oh, really?
Yep. Jack Thompson has forwarded to a website, Game Politics, a copy of a letter that he faxed to John McKay, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Washington, which is where Penny Arcade is located.
Mm-hmm.
And here's part of... Mr. Thompson's letter says, I've testified twice before the Washington State Legislature on behalf of video game bills authored by representative, you know, whatever, who understands the danger posed by these murder simulation games. Governor Locke signed the bill she passed into law. Because of my prominence, for better or worse, on this public safety problem, a gamer a few months ago decided to threaten to kill me via the internet. I received thousands of emails from a kid who was able to blast email me using a service in Ireland to make the emails appear to come from George W. Bush at WhiteHouse.gov. Because of the domain name, the Secret Service here in Miami got involved and shut that extortion down.
Ooh.
But now, there's a new extortion, and it's coming from a Seattle company called Penny Arcade.
How is it an extortion if someone emails you?
I have no idea.
As a lawyer, shouldn't you know your definitions before you use words? I mean... Extortion means to try to extort money from someone or things.
They're trying to get money from him, but it's money
he promised.
Not for themselves.
No, they're not.
Says, I can provide the details to your investigators, but basically this company has been using, I believe I can show, their internet site and various other means to encourage and solicit criminal harassment of me. This would appear to violate state and federal laws. I asked Penny Arcade's attorney to stop this targeting, and he said it was my fault. Maybe he's played too many video games and thinks that flesh and blood people are just pixelated pinatas.
Oh, my God. apparently, that's what Jack thinks.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
my God.
He's out of his mind.
He's completely out of his mind. But at this point...
Well, the problem is the politicians listen to this guy.
Well, kind of. Now, the Penny Arcade fans, after all of this, they started writing and putting together packages and stuff and sent them to the Florida Bar Association. Detailing all of Jack Thompson's activities and urging the review of his license to practice law.
Hmm.
Now, he's already been reprimanded by them back in 1998 for some other antics that he was involved
in.
And according to spokespeople from the Florida Bar Association, he is now under review by the Florida Bar Association's Disciplinary Committee.
Interesting.
And is possibly... Well, I mean, they're definitely reviewing, and so there's the possibility that he could lose his license to practice law. And then he would be able to do nothing. Absolutely nothing. He would be just the whining, impotent old man that he deserves to be.
Can we donate to that fund?
He'd probably start some sort of lobbying organization or something like that. Anyway, we tried to get him on the show, and he's just not answering phone calls.
He's not answering phone calls. I've called his house. I've called his cell phone. He won't return my calls.
And that's probably because he checked us out and noticed that we actually have one of our sponsors on the front page of our website, which is a gaming podcast. So Maybe that kind of scared him off. More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the phones. 1-800-259-5791. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out our listener map. It is brand new. It's very spiffy. It is a lot of fun. Map.freetalklive.com. We're only promoting it on the air right now. Map.freetalklive.com. As it populates, we have, I think, about 258 or 260 people on there from all around the world. It's neat. You go to the site, and you can click on these little plot points on the map, and it'll pop up the person's picture and their name and what they have to say. And if you want, you can put yourself on the map as well. It is very cool. Check it out, map.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones to John the Homeless Man in Little Rock. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yeah, that's right. Like I told your boy there, the president needs to be in jail. He's a crook, and so are you guys.
What are you talking about? I mean, I agree with the first part, but why do we need to be in jail?
Well, number one, I heard on MSNBC this week, they said they're trying to get Karl Rove measured up with orange jumpsuit. Like, there'll be some indictment handed down.
I don't know if I'd count on that.
If you don't think I'm lying, go to Hal Turner's website.
No, I know that they believe that they're going to put
him in jail. Isn't he a racist?
Hey, we got to stick together.
He's a white guy. I went to that guy's
site. You're completely insane,
this
guy.
This is the guy. You know, The guy he mentioned, that Turner guy, I went to his site because somebody posted a link to his site on our BBS, and it was like a claim about how the government blew up the levee in New Orleans, and they have this evidence that shows that it was C4 that they planted or something like that. It was totally crazy stuff, and he was, it's a Hal Turner exclusive. And then over, I looked on his website, and over on the left side, there's a whites-only internet access company. His sponsor is a whites-only internet access company.
So what? Do they have to meet all of their customers first before they'll give them service?
That might be interesting to find out exactly how they do.
I'll try to subscribe.
But I don't think that... I mean, what are you doing on that guy's website?
You're 2%, right?
Exactly.
I want to tell you guys something. I am the proud owner of an MP3 player with voice recorder, and I made my first podcast today.
You did?
A funny sketch on rabbis. And tomorrow I will post it in the bulletin board.
Well, that's very cool. Now, before you go on with that, I want to go back to why it is you think Manwich and I should be in jail, because you did not really answer that question. You said something about Karl Rove.
Right. Now, just number one, check this out. See, Karl Rove is being managed with an orange jumpsuit. And I don't have to worry about wearing one, because I don't already wore one a long time ago.
What does that have to do with me and Manwich going to jail?
I'm trying to start a cult, like in that free state I've been established. The reason why y'all trying to start a free state is so y'all get all the babes to come there.
You're damn right we are.
Anything under 25, you know, wearing high heels and blonde hair, including down below.
It's tough, though. I mean, it's really difficult to get libertarian babes, because women, just by their nature, are not predisposed to libertarianism. They're predisposed to taking care of people, which means they kind of want the government to take care of people as well. So women are less likely to be libertarians than guys are. But, yeah, I'd love
so
to
what, are you saying that we're slowly going to die out? Is
well, no.
You MTV generation cats always think that anything over 25 is old. So you better.
That's not necessarily true. I think you have to be over 65 to be old, personally.
No, not the MTV generation.
Now, how old are you, John?
I'm 50.
You're 50 years old. So you've got your first podcast. You're going to post it on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. This should be interesting. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. He's a character.
He is not homeless.
800-259-5791.
He's insane.
791. Hour number two is coming up, and we got a lot to talk about, including. On the way, marijuana arrests. There's been a new record. They have crashed their old record. We'll come back with more.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Heart disease.